New Democratic Governor Tony Evers promised on the campaign trail to provide a middle-class income tax cut. Republicans who control the legislature have the same goal, but getting there may be an ordeal. Tuesday, the Assembly passed a bill that would tap a budget surplus to pay for a $340 million annual tax cut for single and joint filers. The measure goes to the Senate Wednesday. But if the GOP proposal is approved, Evers might reject it. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the governor has a different approach in mind.
While both parties want to provide a middle-class tax cut, they disagree on how to pay for it. Governor Evers, a Democrat, wants to virtually eliminate tax credits for manufacturers, while Republicans in the legislature want to use a state surplus. Tuesday's debate over the GOP proposal saw heated exchanges. Republican State Representative James Edming voted in favor of the plan to use a surplus. He says farmers would struggle under the Democratic plan.
Our farmers absolutely are barely just squeaking by. And what I can't do in all honesty and look them square in the eye is say that I did everything I can do so you can pay more in taxes.
Edming says it doesn't make sense to increase taxes in one area to provide a tax cut in another. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's willing to work with Evers on a compromise, but under certain conditions.
We are never going to support an increase on any job creator in the state.
Voss says Wisconsin's economy has been growing and there would be plenty of money left in the state's surplus fund if $340 million is used for the middle-class tax cut. Still, Democrats were opposed to the idea. State Representative Todd Onstead urged members not to squander surplus money. He says he fears another slowdown is coming.
We all want to see a middle-class tax cut. Well, let's go ahead and pass one that's sustainable and doesn't leave us wanting when, not if, we find ourselves in another economic downturn.
Another Democrat, Christine Sinicki of Milwaukee, accused Republicans of playing politics. She says the GOP plan is a slap in the face to voters who elected the new governor.
They elected a man named Tony Evers. You have spent, since Inauguration Day, every waking moment trying to figure out how to undermine the new governor.
While Evers opposes the bill passed Tuesday, he stopped short of promising to veto the measure. He says he remains hopeful that a compromise can be reached, but believes his plan is the best one. Marty Michelson, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.